Hey!
How's it going? That was a big wavelength. How's it going, PS4? How's it going?
PlayStation 4.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Josh McKinney.
I'm Matt Lucchetti, and this
is Pocket
Full
of
Quarters.
Wow, that worked out really well.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so today's episode is all about
the PlayStation 4.
Which, I mean, when you think about it, that's really the only thing to even talk about.
Hold on.
Think about all the news we've heard in the last two weeks.
All of it revolves around. I'm thinking about it. Hold on. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Okay, so yeah. PS4 stuff. That reveal.
I was expecting like a half hour to an hour time.
It was hilarious. Matt and I got here. He picked me up from class. And we showed up right as the
intro video had come on after I'd been on IGN's pre-show.
Yeah, and when he said, I forget the lead guy who was talking, but he was like, and over the next couple of hours, we looked at each other, we were like, what? Because like Matt said, we were expecting, you know, a half hour of just like, here's some stuff, wait for E3, okay, bye. But it turned into, how long was it, like hour and a half, two hours?
Two hours of games. And stuff, and tech specs, and no console being shown, but we saw the finalized controller.
Yeah.
Or the near final, at least.
Yeah, and it was awesome. And
it was fantastic. Yeah, you can have one.
Thanks.
One is actually a Sour Patch Watermelon. These things are delicious.
Yes, they are.
I recommend you buy them.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah, this episode, we're just gonna talk about the pros and cons. What do we do? Because we can't yell news.
Why not? It's news to some people. I mean, we know Dave's going to listen to this episode.
Right, and he probably didn't listen to it.
And guess what? The other three people who listen to this, well, they might not know shit either, so it might be news to them.
Okay.
We should just... News! Wow, that was a really forced news.
Yeah, it was.
Can you make it sound forced in post?
Hmm?
Never mind. Can you make it like the sound be like unenthusiastic and just like
yes we can. Okay,
awesome. So we're gonna come right out and say it. The PlayStation 4 is a technical behemoth.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Even if you saw it and you didn't really too much care for it, it's
get over yourself, Xbox fanboys, and admire the fact that this thing is a powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a matter of disliking Sony. Like, it's just a matter of the actual technical ability that this fucking thing has. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Like you said during the reveal, you were like, it's like already eight times or whatever powerful.
Yeah, it's eight times more powerful than what we currently have,
which is fucking disgusting.
It is. So here are the tech specs. Going to break it down. Here's the least interesting one. It's going to have a hard drive. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we all knew that was going to happen.
Whoop-de-doo.
Okay.
I'm glad it does.
It's going to have 8 gigabytes of unified memory. That is DDR5 memory. So 8 gigs of RAM coming our way.
Woo.
An x86 PC, x86 CPU. I can talk well today. And an enhanced PC graphics processing unit.
Which is cool.
What that means is we're going to be seeing so many more particle effects, better effects for lighting, for smoke, explosions, destruction, everything else.
Yeah, and we already are. Like, in the trailers that we've seen, they're utilizing the shit out of those particle effects.
Mm-hmm.
At least at the reveal, that was the biggest claim to fame, because every trailer, every bit of gameplay solely, like, revolved around that. Like, even in the Killzone one, like, when your character's just walking through, like, the little, you know, space garden thing. Like, you saw leaves floating in the air. And
they
like
fall into the ground. And,
right.
Oh, it looks so pretty.
Right, it looks beautiful, but I think that was the main focus of the reveal in regard to the games.
Mm-hmm. These things are going to be capable of.
Yeah, and what they can, like, physically and aesthetically show us.
And I can't wait to see what the system's going to be able to do as developers. As they learn to push this technology to its limits.
I know, which is nuts.
Because if you look back at like Condemned or Perfect Dark Zero, and compare that to Far Cry 3, Halo 4, Assassin's Creed 3.
Right.
And it's just like, it looks like a different console generation altogether.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah, I definitely agree with that. There's a lot of, I mean, I think though that with the 360 and games in the 360, and the PlayStation for that matter, like there was, I mean, with the 360, I think there was a larger rate of progress. You know, because here we are at the end. I think games that are made for the 360 look considerably better now than they did at the start. Like you said, with Condemned and Perfect Dark,
right,
and stuff like that. But with PS3, I mean, games, every game on the PlayStation 3, with the exception of, like, what, Sonic 06?
has just looked fantastic.
Yeah, has looked amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
especially with the first-party studios. I mean, if you compare Uncharted Drake's Fortune to Uncharted...
yeah, it's nuts.
Deception?
Yeah. I will give you that. That's a huge
Or, I mean, let's go with comparing Call of Duty to the upcoming Last of Us or Beyond Two Souls.
Right, it's nuts.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's nuts. But, I mean, like... The one thing that I think is going to be cool is that I think visually, I mean, games aren't going to need to progress that much because they're already starting out amazing. You know what I mean?
Visually, if you watch the Killzone demo, it's called Killzone Shadowfall. We'll talk about that later. It looks stunning, but it's a step up from what we're getting now, but it's not a big step. The big step is coming from all those, the particle effects and the way the AI is interacting
and the background destruction.
The models and...
Yeah, the background.
That's what's going to make this be a next generation console.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that 8 gigs of RAM allows so much more to happen on screen.
Exactly. And now there isn't going to be this huge inconsistency of cinematics v gameplay. Like, I mean, my biggest gripe with Dragon Age when Dragon Age first came out was the cinematic for that was unbelievable.
Yes, it was. It was gorgeous.
It looked fucking incredible, and the gameplay was like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The game didn't look all that exciting. It was blocky. It was, you know, it was very KOTAR, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But now, like with Killzone, you know, that was, that was like. You had exposition, and then it went straight into gameplay.
Yeah.
Kind of like how the second Uncharted did. You know what I mean? You basically go straight from gameplay
to cutscene.
And I really love that. It ensures that smoothness.
Yeah, because we're past the point where we need to make cutscenes out of engine. All cutscenes, especially with this next generation, they should be in engine. Because...
Right, there's no reason why they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It'll just allow for smoother gameplay.
It will. Better transitions and in my opinion, more better storytelling. Because
oh yeah,
it doesn't throw you out of that experience so jarringly.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Killzone was cool. But yeah, I mean the specs are just out of this world on a technological level. This is fucking unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who keep in touch with the hardware specs, I'd like to know, the Samaritan demo that was revealed 2 years ago, no, last year at GDC in 20... No, that was 2011, I'm sorry. Samaritan demo was 2011 at Game Developers Conference. That awesome-looking thing from Epic that looks super realistic. That uses... That needed 2.5 teraflops of information on the screen at once.
Right.
This current generation is going to be able to get 1.86 teraflops.
Yeah.
So we're not very far away from having our games look like the freaking Samaritan tech demo, which was being run on a $10,000 computer.
Right, which is, I mean, it's not exactly... We're getting there. It's not exactly available for all of us, but we're getting there.
And to put that into context for you guys, our current generation, the Xbox 360 and the PS3, runs at 0.25 teraflops.
So...
This thing is...
grossly
powerful.
Yeah.
So get excited for that. Other things for tech specs. It's going to have a CD drive. Blu-ray drive. So, shocker.
Right.
It is not backwards compatible, and I'm fine with that. Because I have a PS3, and you know what? After a year, it'd be nice to have it for convenience, but after a year, I usually stop playing my old games anyway.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the PS3 isn't a memorable system like PS2 will be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it does have games, you know, Heavy Rain, it has Uncharted, it has Killzone, it has
And, you know, I mean, basically, we're getting past the point of... I mean, A, we're getting past the point of discs, period. But,
yeah. I firmly believe this console generation will be the last... This upcoming console generation
will, be the,
will
last.
Be the last one with discs.
Yeah, and we'll evolve out of it throughout its legacy.
Yeah, well, Sony's already confirmed that all games will be available day one.
Yeah, day one digital. Yeah, day one
and
digital.
And they're already doing that with most of their PS3 games, so it's not a shocker there.
Right, and I think that, you know, PS3 games will just go become digital downloads. Like how Xbox has the classic or whatever.
You're already wrong. No offense. They're going to be streamed from Gaikai.
Oh right. Okay, but you know what I mean. Like
I know
gonna,
what I mean.
Like we're gonna have those games from previous systems.
Yeah.
Available
eventually.
On, yeah, eventually the on the 4. PS4. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant by that. Like how the original Fable is on the Xbox. You know, whatever. I think it's the Live Arcade or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But yeah. Like stuff like that,
mm-hmm. But we honestly don't know too much about Gaikai and how they're going to be doing all that.
Yeah,
that, it's a service that's still building, and you know, it's,
right. I mean,
when it gets up and running, probably a year and a half, 2 years into the PlayStation 4's life cycle, it'll be phenomenal.
Yeah,
because the way it seems is you might just pay a monthly fee to be a member of Gaikai, and you have access to all the PS1 games, all the PS2 games, and all the PS3 games.
Right, which is cool.
Which is awesome.
I don't know. There's a lot of I have a lot of speculation when it comes to the streaming thing. I think it's going to be really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just... I mean, forgive me for being
speculative.
Speculative, thank you.
It's good English.
I just... It's, like, I'm having a hard time believing that all of that technology is literally going to be at our fingertips. You know what I mean? I just find it extremely hard to believe.
I know what you mean, but that's where we live in, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's just weird. It's just so fucking weird to me.
It is. Sorry our voices changed, because...
Yeah. There's candy.
Candy's delicious.
Yeah.
And we're fat.
For anybody who hasn't seen our actual faces, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Because we're so not.
It's great. I'm 134 pounds of pure bone and skin.
Yeah, I think I'm... about the same as you.
Yep, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. It'll be able to stream all PlayStation 4 games to the Vita.
Which is cool.
Mm-hmm. That gives me a reason to buy a Vita.
I really, really like that idea. Because like you said, it definitely incentivizes you to get the Vita anyway.
So that way, you know, come next Christmas, my girlfriend can watch something on Netflix on my old Xbox 360. And I can just be playing, you know...
Your PS3 game.
My PS4 game
or
on my
PS4
Vita.
Game, yeah. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
And right? It's the best of both worlds. So if they... I do think they'll have a bundle package when this console releases.
They should. That
the
would...
Vita.
That
it
would be,
probably cost $600.
But it would be a great bundle. A great bundle. But I don't know.
Get a sponge. My girlfriend spilled sugar on the table, so... I told you to get a sponge.
It's actually cocaine.
Yes.
What? Don't divulge our secrets, man.
Don't
divulge. How we keep the energy up. God
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the streaming's cool. The one thing, the big thing that piqued my interest is the whole, letting someone into your game thing that
mm-hmm.
we're talking about, which I'm not okay with. I do not like the idea. I mean, I get that it's with your permission. You have to. I'm sure you have to like check off some shit.
Yeah.
When you're doing it, but I don't like the idea of someone just coming into my game so that way I can get farther.
You only give them control for a certain amount of time, and I'm fine with it because if you don't like that feature, don't utilize it.
Right.
That's it. Just
right.
Don't fucking
utilize
it.
I know. I just think it's dumb, and I mean, I am still very. I'm still very on edge about the hacking, because I'm sorry. Like, that was a huge, huge fuck-up on behalf of Sony.
It was, but it was over a year ago now, so let's let it be water under the bridge.
You can't let that be water under the bridge. There was so much shit that happened with that, and
yeah.
and the PS4, if the PS4 gets hacked, is letting, like, there's so much more that's at risk if a PS4 gets hacked. Because if this goes the way that they want it to, you're basically just going to have your PS4 hooked up like it's a fucking Facebook account. Like, you're going to have it linked up to all of your social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you, you know, by chance, if it's, I mean, it's going to be possible at some point later in its legacy, but, I mean, if it gets hacked and you get hacked, like, someone has your information from, you know, however many websites you choose to link up with your PlayStation profile.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's reasonable to be worried about that. I mean, I'm not, like, worried about it to the point where I'm not going to get a PS4. Mm-hmm. Like, because I know for the first year or two, no one's going to even... I mean, anybody who tries to hack this motherfucker isn't going to...
Hopefully.
Right. I just don't... I mean, you know, you and I talked about it, I believe, on one of our previous episodes, that they can't... That literally can never happen to them again. Ever
they
again.
Can't.
Like, they can't... They can't afford it. Mm-hmm. It would fucking destroy a huge bit of their fan base.
It would.
And I don't know. It's just... It's just awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. the capability of it's awesome. I like the idea of linking it with your social media. It makes, you know, finding friends, it makes finding your friends and anything, you know, through social media a lot easier. You get a larger multiplayer base, you know, for multiplayer games and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be great.
Ew. Before we get into the games, one thing I want to talk about is the inclusion of a share button.
I'm so happy about it.
I'm really happy about that because I can do gameplay walkthroughs. Or right. Just, if I do something awesome in, you know, the next Uncharted game or whatever the heck Naughty Dog is working on behind mm-hmm. closed doors, I can throw a video over to Josh and put it up on Ustream. That's right, Ustream, not YouTube.
Right.
Hopefully we'll know more about that later.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can just share it, and that's awesome.
Right. I mean, there's such a huge market, at least on YouTube. There's a huge market for people who, like you said, do gameplay walkthroughs, you know, do speed runs, do, you know, 100% game completion, just do right. commentary. Like, there is so much shit, you know, out there on YouTube for basically, like, any game you could possibly think of. There's a huge market for that right now, and giving the fans, giving the players a share button to be able to do that easily. I mean, if you just have a setup... I mean, if you have the perfect setup, I mean, sharing something takes, you know, 3 seconds to do, which is just incredible. I love
it. It is.
I think Matt's giving Casey input on how to play Ni No Kuni.
Okay, we'll let you play.
Okay, but yeah, share button, amazing.
I'm excited about that. Get on that. Just for funsies.
Yeah.
All right. That's really it for Hardware Specs. This thing's going to be a behemoth, so get excited for it. Let's go on to the stuff that we all care about, which is the games. Because at this conference, Sony was really open without saying it, and say, we fucked up with the PS3. And they're like, this is going to be for gamers, by developers.
Yeah.
And this is where the hardcore need to come.
Yeah. I mean, their whole mention of making it a developer system... really is kind of that's what's got me by the heart. That's mm-hmm. why I'm really looking forward to this, because you're right. I mean, I feel like developers kind of had to work with what, you know, they've had to dumb down, you know, their ideas and their concepts for what we have available, you know, on the yeah. system, rather than having the system be limitless and appeal to what developers need, mm-hmm. you know, to make this amazing, you know, make this an amazing console and make all of those games amazing games.
Right.
I mean, one thing that I can't wait for, honestly, is for that one game, because on every system, on every brand new system, there's always that one game that comes out that looks like it was on a previous system, like how Sonic 06 was,
mm-hmm.
how that fucking game was on a PS3. It's nuts to me, because it looked like it was, you know, an Xbox game. Like an Xbox, not even right. 360 game. Like, the game looked like shit. And I can't wait for that. I can't wait for, you know, the developers that bring out games that look like poop, you know. And alongside the developers that, you know, like, who makes Killzone?
Gorilla.
Yeah, like, alongside Gorilla, who's, you know, I mean, fuck. I don't even care for the Killzone games, and that game looked beautiful.
It did. I'm really excited for it, because it something they did with a lot of the games, like Killzone Shadowfall, it's not Killzone 4.
Right.
And Infamous Second Son. They're making these IPs seem like new IPs.
Right, which is awesome.
It's set in, like, you know, different time. You know, Killzone takes place decades after Killzone 3 ended.
Right.
Infamous Second Son takes place 7 years after the events of Infamous 2.
Right, which is great.
So they're trying to make these stories like, okay, you didn't play the first ones, no big deal.
Right.
Jump in and have fun.
Right, so that way, like you said, if you haven't played the game, it's not that big of a deal, but if you have played the game, it's that much more special for you because you know the universe, at least, you know.
True. Okay, so one of the big games that was announced, of course, Killzone Shadowfall. We've been talking about that one a lot. It's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Literally one of the best-looking games I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. It's a first-person shooter by Guerrilla. I'm hoping it's a launch title.
Yeah, I don't understand why it couldn't be.
Well, remember, they showed off Killzone 2 at the reveal of the PlayStation 3, and it took them, like, 2 more years to get that done.
Right, which I hope that isn't the case here. Mm-hmm. Really hope it's not the case here.
I really hope so.
I don't think they would have put it like, on the reveal, though. Like, in that form, I don't think they would have.
Playable?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't think they would have done that if at least wasn't close to ready.
Right. Because they've been quiet since 2010?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I believe it. I really do. All right, let me get down to our list of games that were confirmed here. Okay. Another game. These are two I don't want to spend a lot of time on. Destiny. It's coming to the PlayStation 4. They didn't show any new gameplay footage.
Yeah, we literally know zero more about that game.
It's coming to the PlayStation 4 with exclusive content. Woo. Awesome. Microsoft's console is going to have exclusive content. Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah.
And Diablo 3. Blizzard's coming to the console sphere. It's coming to PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
They've been talking about doing that for a while
now. Yeah, it's old news, so yeah. I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
One game I do want to talk about, though, Watch Dogs.
Ba-boom, I'm...
Oh, wait, that game was supposed to be current-gen? What?
Yeah, I'm so glad it's not current-gen.
Well, it is coming to PlayStation 3, the Wii U,
right,
and 360 as well.
But fuck that, I'm going to get it. I'm getting on a next-gen system. Why would I dumb that game down?
I'm getting the next-gen system day one. I just have to figure out which one.
Why would I dumb that game down?
Yeah.
It looks too good.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks... That game, really, I'm so outrageously hopeful for that game.
The things you're going to be able to do in that game are just seem wonderful.
Yeah, and just they seem something like unlike we've ever had in games.
Yeah.
Ever. Every NPC matters. That's just, you know what I mean? That's
unheard of.
Yeah, it's completely unheard of. I mean, the most we get out of that, I think, is like, you know, Mass Effect or GTA when, you know, we're lucky if they talk. You know what I mean? Like, we're lucky if the NPCs even talk to each other, or even talk to you, the player, you know, at random points. But I mean, with this,
they all have names,
they all have backstories. Like, it's amazing. It's just amazing to me. It's amazing.
And they should have a few car crashes and the particle effects.
Yeah,
looked awesome. And the collision detection and the destruction of it.
Oh god, I can't wait for that. I'm so excited. I might.
You can actually pre-order that game right now.
Right. And I might. This system, maybe, I mean, if PS4 is like, I mean, we'll talk about the upcoming Xbox towards the end of this show, because we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
But this system generation might finally bring back my love for racing games. I loved racing games on like the PS2 and stuff.
Need Speed Underground?
Right.
Dude.
I mean, those games are awesome, you know, but like the 360 and PS3 came and I was kind of like, meh, I don't really care about these anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the collision detection, it's just so awesome. We're so close to reality.
We are.
And that's just what's so nuts about it.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. Like we said, Killzone, Infamous, Second Son.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, Second Son looks awesome. I'm so happy they're not continuing with Cole.
Well, spoilers, Cole died at the end of the second one.
Right.
Or he led like a massive rebellion against the human race, which is just stupid.
Whatever. I hated Infamous 2. I hated it.
Mm-hmm. I liked everything about Infamous except for the ending.
Yeah, I liked the first one. The second one was poop to me.
I'm backwards. I like the second one much more than I like the first one.
The gameplay was awesome with the second one, but it just didn't feel... I don't know. It just... The game just didn't feel as good or rewarding as the first one.
I see where you're coming from, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Another game that was announced on the racing side of things, Drive Club by Evolution Studios, the studio that brought you Motorstorm, Motorstorm Apocalypse, Motorstorm something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Game looked beautiful.
Right, right.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, when the guy was talking about it during its showing, like, we're at a point in games where it's not, like, just the outside of the car isn't all that matters, you know what I mean? The lights that come from the car aren't just generated in game, they're actually generated by light bulbs that are inside of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're manufacturing actual cars that are going to behave like actual cars in video games.
Yeah, it's something different.
Yeah, and the effects of the sun hitting the seats, you know,
mm-hmm.
depending on the seat's material, you know, everything inside of the car is going to be just as detailed as everything outside of the car.
So cool. And with Drive Club, there's different clubs you can join for different, like, major events they're going to be having. What sounds like every week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think they were mentioning that you could plan a race, like, a year in advance.
Yeah.
So you can schedule these moments, you know, for whenever it fits you and the other parties involved. It's just, the game looked amazing. The game looks like something I definitely have really been looking forward to in the driving,
mm-hmm.
in the racing scene
for a while. Next game we're going to talk about here, really quick, Final Fantasy. They showed off the Luminous tech demo that we saw at E3.
Yeah.
But it was this time it was running live on the PlayStation 4.
Right. It still looked amazing.
But all they said was, look to E3 for the next Final Fantasy game.
Right.
Which to me says, and I'm taking this from a few people from IGN because it makes perfect sense, is, okay, we have 4 months to figure out what we're doing with Final Fantasy.
Right.
Because we have no idea. They didn't give us a title, not even Final Fantasy 15 or...
Yeah, they literally...
Whatever.
They literally just said, wait, yeah, just be excited for
E3. Be excited for E3.
Yeah. That's it.
That's all we know about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful because it's Final Fantasy, which is actually the next game I'm going to have her play. Her being Casey playing Ni No Kuni.
Yeah.
I think she'll like it.
She would like Final Fantasy.
Like what?
The next game you're gonna play after this.
Okay.
It's like Ni No Kuni in this gameplay sense.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
I hope
there you
like
go.
It.
She already has incentive to play it.
Yep. Turning my girlfriend into a gamer.
Bada boom.
It only took 2 years so far, but it's getting there.
Yeah. Next game I thought was really fucking cool was Knack. I think it's gonna be awesome.
I don't know. It looks cool, but that's not gonna be a day one buy for me.
Oh, definitely not. But I mean, think about it, like the image that it has. I mean, it's got a very, like I said to you when we were watching, it's got a very Katamari feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it's gonna be a goofy, you know, just all around
action
fun,
brawler platformer type thing.
Yeah, it's just gonna be one of those games that's just kind of like you're playing it and you're like, what the fuck is this? You know.
So
what I
mean? So for those of you who don't know, you play as this character named Knack, who is this tiny little creation made by some doctor and
which is made by, wait for it, particles.
Oh my good. Well,
yeah.
Particles in a sense, not like tiny little sparks, but like different objects from the world.
Yeah, but the whole game is just.
Giant particle
equals
effect.
Particle
equals
effects.
Particle effect.
Yeah,
which is really cool. I'm okay with this.
Yeah,
the game looks fantastic. You can actually play it on the PlayStation Vita day one. They actually demoed it on the Vita as well. Because the PS4 is going to act like a server. It's going to do all the processing, and it's just going to stream the image to your Vita.
Right, kind of like how the Wii U does it.
Yes,
exactly.
Very, very similar.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
So get excited for that.
Yeah.
Next up on our list, we have Deep Down, which is a working title from Capcom using a brand new engine that they've developed.
Yeah.
And holy shit.
Yeah.
It looks stunning.
Yes. Yes. I can't. It's just, I mean, with every single reveal for each of the games here, I just got more and more... just amazed at the level of technology that is going to be at our fingertips.
Uh-huh. That we're going to be able to play in these fully realized worlds.
Right, exactly. I mean...
Oh my god.
Amazing. Amazing. Another thing that Capcom showed or hinted at was another Street Fighter.
Yeah.
It was very, very brief.
I wouldn't even call that a hint. I would call it a slap in the face.
What would you call a slap in the face?
Because it said, I need help, Blanca.
Yeah, exactly.
And it showed Blanca's face. Is that... Come on. Come on.
Yeah, but that's total Street Fighter.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're a fan of the, oh yeah, you prefer like more. Okay, imagine the next Mortal Kombat.
With that's what I'm saying.
With the X-ray moves.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I'm saying. There you go. They can come out with another Street Fighter because Mortal Kombat's going to be better anyway.
Well, you shut your mouth.
It's going to be better. Street Fighter is so stupid.
Don't bet. You're alienating one of our four fans.
I don't care.
Okay.
They can have a debate with me. You can call them up and have an online debate. Anyway.
I actually learned how to podcast over Skype this last week.
Nice.
So if you want to have people on.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can do it.
You should say that louder, Matt. What's that?
Oh, if you actually want to be on the show and talk with us for an episode, email us at mattandjoshpodcast@yahoo.com, and you might get to be on a full episode because we figured out technology this last week.
Matt has.
I have. And I can record Skype calls, and it's actually decent quality.
Yeah, and we could have you and your opinions on the show.
Just keep it under NC-17.
I guess.
Well, like, we're explicit, but, I mean, if we just go all out, I'm pretty sure they block the episode.
Well, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is here? What else has been nice? Oh!
Witcher,
well, we already knew about that. Witcher 3 is coming to PlayStation 4 and most likely the next generation Xbox as well.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, The Witness, developed by the one guy who did Baird.
Braid. John Blow. Jonathan Blow. Braid was amazing. If you haven't played it, you should go play that game.
I have no interest in...
It's so good.
The Witness or Braid.
Braid's amazing. Like, you need to play Braid. Like, you need to play Braid.
Yeah.
You need to play Limbo and you need to play Braid.
I mean, I'll get there maybe, but...
Dude, it's so good. What about it isn't appealing to you?
Braid? It just didn't seem like my style of game, you know? It just... I mean, just
it's never... a fucking indie game.
It just didn't appeal to me. I'm sorry.
It's awesome. We can talk about how amazing... Why... We can talk about the sole reason why the game's fantastic.
All right, fine.
After the podcast. Okay. But, yeah, Witness...
New game by him. Yeah. It's a timed exclusive for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So we'll be coming to the next generation Xbox as well.
Yeah.
And it looks cool. It looks like a watercolor painting.
Yeah. We literally don't know jack shit about it.
Puzzles. There are puzzles.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot like... I mean... I thought of a game that easily compared to it when we were watching it. I don't remember.
Portal?
Kind of like a Portal. Like, in that...
But
in
won't that, be as good, because nothing can beat Portal.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, in that wacky puzzle sense. Because, right. I mean, John Blow's thing, like with Braid, there's a lot of mental symbolism. There were a lot of, like, hidden subtexts. To Braid, which is what I think, you know, made that game amazing. And I feel like he's going to definitely... I mean, he said he was going to replicate that with The Witness. He said specifically that, like, he mentioned something about, like, the way that you view a puzzle, you know, and how he's going to try and get more of your mentality to show you the right answers
mm-hmm.
to it, you know, rather than you manipulating the game's going to try and manipulate you so you can, I mean, it's really just complicated, really deep shit. John Blow's all over that stuff. But, I mean, as far as that goes, we really don't know much about The Witness, honestly.
Right.
It just looked really pretty. Like you said, total watercolor painting, but everything else is just kind of like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for it, but I'll live.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Again, I'm more excited for Killzone, Watch Dogs, Infamous, Drive Club.
Right.
Now, here's the biggest surprise. Battlefield 4 is coming to next-gen consoles when it launches in 2014. I'm okay with that, because, you know, I like Battlefield, so...
I didn't care too much for Battlefield. I mean, it's a good game, don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, it's a good game, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be coming to next-gen consoles as well.
That's cool.
I mean, all of Sony's major developers are working on PlayStation 4 games right now.
Right, which is cool.
So,
which is definitely cool.
I want to put this into perspective for you here. They put out a list of all the developers who are working on the PlayStation 4, and now it's over 70 developers.
Yeah, it's nuts.
We know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games.
Yeah, so... be prepared
so
for...
So there's so much shit we don't know
about. Yeah, exactly. Be prepared for a fuck ton more.
Yeah, oh, God, it's going to be a good year for gaming.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Now, I want to flip the book here, because we've been talking a lot about Sony.
Yeah.
What does Microsoft have to do, because in the most inappropriate way I can describe it, Sony just whipped out their dick.
Yeah, and they were like, how are you going to beat this?
What's up?
Right. What's up, Uncle? Like, total demonstration of power.
Yeah. So Microsoft really has to come out, and they can't say, "Oh yeah, we're gonna be that entertainment hub," because no parent is gonna buy the next Xbox for $400 or $500 for Netflix and ESPN and Hulu,
right.
And Facebook,
right.
And YouTube. Because oh wait, the 360 does all of that,
right.
Already.
Right. I mean, the thing that I don't think anyone should do is treat Microsoft like they're already behind, because we don't know shit. We don't know shit about what Microsoft has up its sleeve.
Right, we don't.
You know what I mean? And I firmly believe that Microsoft has the same fucking technology. I firmly believe...
Well, yeah, these consoles are supposed to be very similar.
Yeah, I firmly believe that the next Xbox is going to be of equal technological value.
It's going to be.
Yeah, there's no reason why it's not. And I'm just... I don't want people to treat the next Xbox like it's already like, oh, there's no way they can beat this, because there fucking totally is. Like, there's no reason why the next Xbox can't have everything that the PS4 has. And I'm sorry, if the next Xbox has the share thing, you know, if they happen to have that or a variation of it, and it's with YouTube, you're gonna get more of that crowd.
Yeah,
that is true. Who gives a shit about Ustream?
I've never even heard of it before.
Right. Who even gives a shit about Ustream? I mean, I think Sony's awesome. I think they demonstrated their technological prowess in this, and that's cool. But
yeah.
I don't really too much care for the games. I'm way more excited about just the technology that's at my fingertips. But I mean, as for the games themselves, I wasn't... To quote Jack Patillo of, you know, Achievement Hunter / Rooster Teeth... He said there was no oh shit moment in the entire presentation. There was no like, oh my god,
I need to buy this console now.
Yeah, no, there was none of that.
That's going to happen at E3,
right? Or not? But I mean,
it has to happen at E3 for both of these consoles.
Right, I agree.
And that's why I firmly believe Microsoft has to come out and say we are the hardcore player
system
because yeah. because that's who's going to adopt this console. On day one, is your hardcore audience who is there for your game. It's not going to be the mom and dad buying a console for little Billy.
Right.
Who's six.
Right. I mean...
Well, okay, it might be, but then they're retarded.
Right. I mean, what gets me is the games. I think Microsoft needs the games. That's what they need.
They do, and...
They need some serious backing
from
developers.
You've got to remember, I mean, Microsoft's going to get backing from developers. Sony's obviously getting backing from developers.
Right.
But when it comes to the games... regard of it, Sony has a lot better first party studios than Microsoft.
Oh yeah, I agree.
100%.
I agree with that. But even still, like,
and that's a huge draw for me.
Right, but I still love my 360 infinitely more than I love my PlayStation 3.
I'm going through a continuum shift this generation. I love my 360, but my PS3 is slowly becoming my go-to platform.
I don't know. It's not at all for me. I would rather play anything, just about anything, in a 360 more than I would like to play it on a PlayStation 3, just because the online environment's there, and I feel like I just feel like everything plays better in a 360 than it does in a PS3.
Well, because 360 is the main development system. That's what they developed before, and they ported it to the PS3.
Right.
If Sony can come out and say, hey, we're now the main development system, every game is going to feel infinitely better on that system.
Right, I agree. But we need to determine if that's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, again, we don't know shit about Microsoft.
We don't.
Because, I mean, like, a huge thing, people were like, oh my god, Destiny's PS4, bye-bye Microsoft. It's like, fuck off. You really think Bungie's not going to give this game to Microsoft too?
They're under Activision. You think Activision is going to put this thing on every freaking console?
Yeah, right. They're going to put it on every fucking system.
PS3, PS4, 360... Xbox next.
Wii U eventually.
Maybe. More Skylanders for the Wii U.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all this system's good for.
More Skylanders. But, I mean, I just... I just have so much faith in the next Xbox.
I do, but they need to come out and prove it to me.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because I'm hearing rumors that Microsoft wants to wait till after GDC to unveil their console, and that's freaking retarded.
When's GDC?
End of March. And that's when all these game developers are going to be talking about the ones who are allowed to, talking about their new games. And with Sony out, the GDC can be a huge event for Sony if Microsoft doesn't show up with their next console.
I agree. They need to bring... I mean, they will at least... If Microsoft doesn't whip out their dicks and at least match, you know, Sony's, if they can't do that, then they're definitely going to lose in publicity and sales by E3 and by default, I think, probably when they release their consoles.
I think Microsoft has taken note of that. I think they know that they cannot wait until E3 to reveal their console.
The
rumor is that there's a site being set up right now in Microsoft's name for an Xbox event.
Yeah, but I mean, if they do wait till E3,
that's dumb.
But why is it dumb?
Because Sony will have the upper hand.
But why though?
Because for marketing reasons, Sony will have the upper hand in pushing those games on the hardcore audience that they want. They'll have 4 months on Microsoft to get people hyped up for their console.
Right, I get that, but I mean, if Microsoft waits and blows everything out of the water at E3, then it's a better move.
I don't know.
It's chess.
I firmly disagree with you on that.
I don't. I mean, because like, what if Sony didn't even have the reveal?
We'd be waiting, but it was the right move to do it now, because they're out and they beat Microsoft to that punch. People are
they didn't beat them to that punch. Microsoft didn't even take it.
For the reveal?
They didn't even swing. Microsoft didn't even try.
That's how they beat them to the punch.
But it's just, I don't understand how them revealing their system and be like, hey, this is what we have, is that much more awesome. I don't understand
how that gets people talking about their console earlier and for much longer, and it builds up that hype level.
That's also happening for Microsoft, because what are we doing right now? This is also getting people to talk about Microsoft.
But I'm more excited for the PlayStation 4 because there is tangible hardware that I know exists.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason you're more excited for PS4, is because you know that shit exists for it. Mm-hmm. Instead of trusting that this same exact shit's happening with Microsoft.
Well, I know it's happening with Microsoft.
But then there's no reason why your opinion should differ about the two systems, because you know Microsoft has this amount or equal value or maybe even greater value.
Possibly.
The only difference is that Sony brought it in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what gamers want to see.
I guess. I'm a gamer. I don't really care. I'm happy that I get to see the technology that's available mm-hmm. for me. But does that really make me more excited about a PS4? No. I still have the same exact stance I had months ago. I don't really care about the PS4. I don't really care about the next Xbox. Because nothing's been like, oh my god, I have to get this yet.
True.
The only cool thing is that, like, oh, okay, this is what games are going to look like. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to be able to do with my system.
I just want to get it back to the point where it's all about building up that hype train for their console. Because the longer you have that on someone's mind.
Right.
Is the more chance that when it comes down to a decision, they'll go with, well, what have I been thinking about longer?
Right.
Because that will help them sway one way or another.
Right. I mean, and I agree with that sense. You get a longer time to mull it over with Sony now. But, I mean, if Microsoft does, reveal their system before E3, which I do think that they should, I don't think they should do it for 2 hours.
No.
I don't think they should.
They don't need to.
Yeah, exactly. They won't need to.
Sony had to because they had to make sure that they made sure that they're saying, we're the hardcore gamers' place to be.
Right. That and
they had to get that message across. That this is the system to get.
That and they needed... They couldn't mess up anything. I think the reason why it was 2 hours is because if they only would have shown one or two trailers, people wouldn't have been that happy with
it. No, but they decided to show gameplay... Live demos,
right, which was definitely a better move.
It was
definitely a better move because if Sony would have came out and had a lackluster showing, it wouldn't have been good at all. Would not have been good at all. But I mean, Microsoft. I just think that they got it. I think they have the time now, and they have the ability to turn the tables on Sony here. I think, just because Sony, you know, debuted theirs first does not automatically mean that their system is going to be better.
No, it doesn't mean
for
it's going to be
you,
better.
But
it just gets that idea of, okay, maybe this is the system that I want to buy in your head for longer.
Right, right. I mean, I can't make my decision about these systems until I see the games.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, Sony's awesome. They've showed that they're awesome, but I mean, the games at the end of the day, I need to be most excited about. And I'm not excited about the PS4 in that sense. Not in a game sense. In a technological sense, yes, but I know Microsoft's going to have that same exact thing.
Because then I can actually make a full decision and be like, okay, which one am I going to get?
I hope Microsoft shows their console. I get why Sony didn't.
I mean, they still have 10 months, most likely, before this thing's going to get... Sorry, 8 months. Nine months. Like, between 8 and 10 months before this thing's going to get
released.
But just
why not? I mean...
Because you have to hold something back. And they've
already held a lot back.
Yeah. And you got to save a big reveal for E3 as well. And let me ask you a really serious question. You buy the console, it looks sleek, you're so happy, you put it in your entertainment system, and guess what? You don't give a shit what it looks like at the end of the day. Because
right.
You care about the games that it's producing.
Right, but...
What?
I don't know.
Go back to the golden medal.
I'm fine on health.
And,
I just
and
restarted.
Level up.
Hashtag
I'm
Nino Kuni
fine.
Bros.
Okay.
Hashtag.
I'm just good. Leave me alone.
Nino Kuni Bros.
Matt's just being a snob.
He's trying to help you.
No, he's trying to ruin my game.
Yes, he's trying to ruin your game by giving you advice on
I'm
ways
fine.
To... Okay. But, yeah, I don't know. I still would have liked to have seen what the system's going to look like. Because, I mean, some people are going to care about the compactness of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is going to be the smallest system in the world.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing was, like, the size of a fucking stereo. Like, seriously.
I would.
But, I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's probably going to have to be a heftier system.
Yeah.
With the amount of shit that this thing is going to have to run.
Yeah.
It's not going to look like the PS2 Slim. That
no,
thing
it's not
literally
look
like a notebook.
Yeah,
a notebook
seriously.
With 5 pieces of paper in it.
That thing was a stack of DVDs and that's it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I think it's great we can get our technology down to that size eventually, but...
Right. There's no need for it.
No. Not at all.
Not especially with this. I'm not going to give a fuck about the size of it. I mean, I just want to look at it. I just want to see...
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, it's an aesthetic.
That's all.
I just want to see it. You're right. I don't care. What it looks
at the
like.
End of the day,
it's not going to be like, oh.
Is it the quality of the games? Like, oh, the console looks bad. I can't buy it.
Right.
It'll throw off the feng shui of my living room.
Right. No. No one's going to. If you give a damn about that, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You're dumb. But I don't know.
Just get ready for great games because they are coming and they are going to be starting to get announced
very
at
soon.
GDC.
Yeah, GDC is going to have to be.
Because
it's going to have to be the time.
At least for the PlayStation 4 side of it, because developers can now talk about those games.
Right. And, I mean, we need to know. We need to know what else is happening there.
We do. But we'll find out in the future.
Yeah.
But until then, I was just kind of here waiting and going over screenshots and 1080p videos of games that we saw a week ago and just trying to pour over every little detail.
Right, exactly. I mean, I still think the top game for Sony is Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
I think the top game that everyone is going to want,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's going to be their first... That's probably going to be the first blockbuster game of the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it utilizes everything that... I mean, no offense to the next Killzone, but... You're doing the same goddamn thing you've been doing for the last couple of games. You're just going to run around and shoot people and hide behind cover.
I mean, that, you know, that's...
You know what I mean? Like, it's not really going to utilize everything that the system can do. But the Watch Dogs is.
Mm-hmm.
With Watch Dogs, you get that duck and cover. You get the shooting. You get, I'm assuming, some kind of melee. You get the technical aspect. You get the driving. You get the exploration. I mean, that game literally has everything that we're supposedly going to be able to do. You know, with this next...
And that makes me really excited about it.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be the first blockbuster.
I already know that. Whether I get the PlayStation 4 or the next Xbox, that's the game I'm going to get at launch.
Oh, yeah. I just... there's no reason why you shouldn't get that game.
It's happening.
I mean, we still don't even technically know enough about that game right now, but I mean,
we know it's coming this holiday season.
Yep. And I know I want it.
I'm going to play it.
Right. I know I want that.
So it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. And I can't wait for the bigger bigger franchises to come out and be like, hey, we're making games for this.
Because
the next Mass Effect's going to be, you know, it's going to come out in the next, I mean, couple of years.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. All
right. Anything else you wanted to cover, or is that really...
I mean, it's pretty much that, I think.
That was solid. I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that we actually didn't agree on
something. Yeah, I know. I did too.
I prefer that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's really it. That's all we really need to cover here. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think okay. I think we're good.
One last thing.
Oh,
PlayStation 4 coming this holiday season. Start saving your pennies.
Yeah,
this thing isn't going to be $200.
Yeah, no, you're going to need it. You're going to need them.
Need
and be it.
Thank you for listening to another riveting episode of Pocket Full of Quarters. I'm Matt Lucchetti.
I'm Josh McKinney.
Like us on Facebook, Pocket Full of Quarters. Email us. MattandJoshPodcast@yahoo.com. I'm GamerGuru91 on Twitter.
I'm Joshua X-Man on Twitter.
And we're done.